think the initial reaction is it's got to be a step in the right direction. They've been certain shareholders who've been active and putting money into the club, and certain other shareholders who haven't. And it looks now that the active shareholders have now basically got complete control of the club, and the inactive ones have passed their shares over. So it's got to be a good thing.
How significant do you see this in terms of the five-year plan? Is it a big step, or is it just, you know, we're still sort of taking small steps here?
Well, there are lots of other things, I think, that need looking at, including such things as outstanding loans, because I know the shareholder who's surrounded his holdings recently still has outstanding debts against the club, although he's said he's not going to call them in. So that needs looking at. But I think it's all part of a pattern. I think the active shareholders in the club are genuinely trying to turn the club round. And as such, they will get the support of the co-op to the extent that they do that. Obviously, the co-op's an independent group, and we will be keeping a watching brief on them. And, you know, we do welcome, or I'm sure that all County fans welcome the reports, which basically looks for the things that a lot of them are looking for. We want to look for a return to league football. We want to get the ground back into County's ownership. And we in the co-op will support the club to the extent that they're pursuing that. But we also reserve the right. We will vigorously oppose them if ever we think that they're not going down that path.
Definitely. I mean, how do you feel in terms of the that moving forward document? I don't know if you were at the presentation last Wednesday. I mean, what's your view on that? How do you feel?
That was the view as I actually expressed it last night. I thought it would be very difficult to actually fault it. The aspirations contained in that document are probably aspirations of 99% of County supporters. What the crunch will come is how that vision is implemented, and that's something that the co-op wants to have a say in, and hopefully we will have a say in, because the club board has now agreed that representatives from the co-op can attend club board meetings, so we will be holding to account and hoping that they do proceed to implement a lot of these visions that's in that document.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of shares being transferred to the co-op, obviously it gives you a greater voice, doesn't it, as you say. I mean, are we getting towards a point where you think County can start looking for new investment soon?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on the writing off of debt. I'm sure that the active shareholders are looking at that, and you know, they probably know a lot more than I do about it. Obviously, a debt-free club would be much more attractive to outside investment than one that does have a lot of debt.
Do you think that that's a realistic prospect? Do you think that, because obviously Spencer Fearn's position is that if the other shareholders or the other shareholders agree that they'll also write off their debts, he'll do the same. But it seems like there's a little bit of an impasse there, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, that was apparently Spencer Fearn's position, but that's going back a good few months. I think it's almost reversed now, that the shareholders who are present active in the club have almost made the reverse suggestion to Spencer Fearn that if he writes this off, they will convert their shares to equity in the club. They'll convert their debt, into equity shares in the club, which would make us essentially debt-free. But for the moment, Mr. Fearn's hanging on to his debt, although he has apparently pledged that he won't call it in.
Yeah, do you think the club have learned their lessons from previous financial mismanagement?
I would really hope they have. I would really hope they have, because we've been going down in a never-ending spiral now for several years, and I'm hoping that this clearing of the decks, as it were, you know, we'll give the club an opportunity to start constructing things on a more solid foundation.
Do you think that overall the club are finally perhaps heading in the right direction off the field?
I would like to think so. It's early days yet. The signs are that it's certainly stopped getting worse, if you know what I mean. I think we have turned a corner, that you know, things are improving, albeit perhaps not as fast as some of us would want, but we have turned a corner, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, I mean, how important is it for County to get out of this division? I mean, we know we've got this 5-year plan to try and get back into the Football League. I mean, clearly it's got to start with a small step, hasn't it?
It's extremely difficult because the finances at this level are a very different ballgame from what they are in the Football League. You know, we're not getting all the television money and all the other things that League Club gets, which means that clubs at this level... The whole thing can be very much distorted by, you know, some of these little clubs that, you know, no disrespect to them, they're getting 200 or 300 people in, can get a rich sugar daddy, and some, you know, they're suddenly up the top of the league, which can be very frustrating.